everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am Chris, and joining me, Tommy and Jeremy. We're here to bring you a lot of news, a lot of good news you're going to be looking forward to. First off, the NCAA Football 12 demo will be available Tuesday, June 28th. It'll be here before we know it. It's going to feature two matchups, Oregon at Texas and Alabama at Florida State. Once you get the demo, go in the mode and share it with a friend. Basically, you pull up anyone on your friends list. It'll send them a message telling them about the NCAA Football 12 demo. Once you do that, it's going to unlock five pro combat uniforms that you'll be able to use in the retail version of the game. There's five more pro combats you can get if you pre-order from EB Games or GameStop. And the West Virginia pro combat will be unlocked from the get-go. You don't have to do anything for those special Mountaineer uniforms. Tonight, we're going to talk about a big addition to Road to Glory. It's not just an addition, pretty much revamped thanks to designer Alex Howell, a former walk-on running back at Auburn. Coming to Road to Glory is the high school experience, as EA calls it. You get to play your entire senior season of high school. You can customize the 7-10 game regular season length and playoffs. Jeremy, talk a little bit more about the details and also how unique of an experience this is for people.
Adding in the entire senior season is a very nice touch into Road to Glory this year. It just adds a lot more depth because you get to play your entire season all the way out. You get to add in, you can add in your rival schools from your real life Road to Glory. You know, when you were in high school, you can add those in through Team Builder and play all your rivals. You can also, you know, edit the difficulty of each of the teams so you can really match it up the way you really want to do it. And as you go along, you know, when you first pick your when you first start your Road to Glory, you get to pick three schools that are your three goals that you'd love to play for that school, and you want them to know that they need to take notice of you. And then as you go along, you know, as you progress through your senior season, you're able to get a bunch of schools that will take notice based on your play. At first, it'll start out where you're just going to get schools from around your area that take notice, but as you start to really climb that ladder and pad those stats on your season, senior season, a lot of other schools will start to take notice and put you on their list. And then eventually, if you hit 100% on their scholarship goal bar, then there you go. There's the scholarship offer that is sent your way.
Along with that, you get to play Ironman football in high school. It goes along with what Jeremy was talking about. So you can be a running back and a safety, any two positions that you want on each side. You can be a running back and a defensive lineman or the quarterback and a safety, whatever you want from the available positions. With that, you're going to get recruited by different schools on each side of the ball. So then when your senior season is complete and you finally get your offers, you have to choose, am I going to go to college and be a quarterback or a defensive back, offense or defense?
Another thing that you also can kind of take note of once you've finished your senior season of high school, you don't necessarily have to have a scholarship offer to join the team. You can use the drop-down menus with the triggers to switch from which schools gave you a scholarship, and then when you hit that trigger, you can also pull up all the schools that you can possibly walk on to. You may not have the easiest path to get to the starter by walking on, but you do have the choice to be able to do so.
And to talk about the team builder teams real quick, that will bring in their apparel and their field art, whatever you have set for them in the stadium, but it will not bring in the rosters from Team Builder. So feel free to, especially when Team Builder launches for NCAA 12, which is expected to be the first week of July, a week before release, go in there and make your entire senior year of high school. Add in all your rivals and conference foes. Work on getting the logos, but realize the rosters, if you go through and edit them, will not show up. But you can assign difficulty, and Jeremy mentioned this. You can assign which team you want to be your toughest foe and which one's going to be a real cakewalk for you. That way you can really replicate your senior season all over again through the virtual realm. Road to Glory, the revamp, it really brings in a lot of RPG elements, which stands for role-playing games. And I know a lot of people first time they hear, like, this is football. What are you talking about role-playing games? Well, really, when you're doing a Be a Pro mode like this or My Player mode, whatever you want to call it from other titles, it's a role-playing game. It's the one guy progressing through, increasing his skills as he goes along, possibly even learning new skills as he goes along. And let's talk about the skill upgrades. These are things you can buy in the store. And Jeremy, I'll let you talk about this. I know you looked at this a lot. But real quickly, it's upgrades you can give to your player. They last anywhere from 1 week through your entire career. and they are for specific positions, and there's also different levels of rarity. Jeremy, talk about the skill upgrades.
One of the main things when Alex said he's adding RPG elements into Road to Glory, the biggest kind of element, there's two real big elements. The first one is the skill upgrade section. He took a lot of this from the game Borderlands, where there are certain boosts that you can get for your player. Now, those boosts are going to have different variations of rarity. Some are going to be, you know, you're going to see this happen, you know, pop up for the chance to buy all the time. You know, you're going to always see it, and it's going to be probably a low rated boost. It's not going to cost you that many experience points. You also have the ones that are very rare. He has a tiered system of naming how rare these are, and once you see that, and it'll be a different color. And those are going to be the boosts that overall are going to really help your character. Probably going to be the as Chris said, there's two different types of boosts. There's a 1 week boost and then a career boost. Those rare ones are going to be a career boost that are going to cost you a lot of XP, and you may not always get a chance to be able to purchase it. And then also an aside to that, there's also sometimes where some of these boosts go on sale. Basically, that you're going to get an XP discount to be able to buy a certain item every once in a while. That'll pop up for you as well.
And while these are in a store, they don't rely on real-world cash. They rely on XP that you earn throughout Road to Glory. So you don't have to spend any money. Don't worry about it. It's not DLC. This is XP that you earn throughout Road to Glory. Along with these boosts, Alex went through and was very creative in how he named and described these. He could have went really vanilla and called it Running Back Pack 1, Running Back Pack 2. Instead, they have different names, funny descriptions, some are inside jokes that I recommend when people go to Road to Glory, look at all the names and descriptions. You'll probably get a good laugh. And there's also references to other video games and pop culture references that I think really will amuse people who really get into this mode. With the skill upgrades, while they may say one game or a certain amount of games, they really apply for the week. So let's say you're in practice mode. You realize you're 100 XP short of buying that pack you really want. Well, as we'll get to practice mode in a minute here, you can do enough reps to get that XP, back out, go to the store, get the pack you want, and then go back into practice and be the beneficiary of that pack. So if you're a running back, you're 100 XP short, you get it after a few reps, exit out, go to the store, get it, go back in, your running back will be beefed up to whatever that pack told you, and you'll use it for the rest of the practice and also the game that week, should it be a one game or 1 week pack. And with that, practices have been streamlined. I think people who played Road to Glory in the past are really going to love this. Jeremy, I'll let you break the good news about practices.
Well, there's two key elements in a practice that you earn throughout those 25 reps. And I think these two elements have made a guy like me who doesn't use practice mode much to hone my skills. I prefer to just, you know, jump in the game and play to get better at it. You know, practice mode is a great thing. It's just something that I never really utilized. Well, with Road to Glory, the practice mode has been made a lot of fun for me. You get to earn two different things in the practice. You get to earn XP and the coach trust. Now, your XP is going to be, you know, based on how you did in a certain play. Coach trust kind of, it's similar to Season Showdown, where you do a certain thing such as, you know, tackle for a loss, that's going to pop up a little +5, +10. You know, there's all sorts of little things, and not just positives, but also negatives. So if you happen to be assigned in a zone defense and you decide to blitz instead and the wide receiver comes over the middle, catches it for a first down, you're going to get negative coach trust for blowing your assignment. And on top of that, it's going to make it that much tougher for you to get to that position battle. Now, you're going to have 25 different reps to do throughout the practice, and then once your coach trust bar is completely full, as long as you keep it there at full, because you can still lose points, as long as you keep it full, then you're going to definitely get yourself a position battle the very next week.
And so what is a position battle exactly, and what does it do?
Well, a position battle, if you get enough coach trust to earn that position battle, now this could be, you know, if you're third string, you're going to battle the second string, or if you're second string, battle the first string. Basically, what you do that very next week when you're in the position battle. You're in practice, and it's just like a normal practice where you get 25 reps, but you got to hit a certain XP goal in order to win that position battle. And if you hit that XP goal, you can't go down on XP. So once you hit that, you've got it set, and you're going to move up on the depth chart. Now, if you don't hit the XP goal, it's not a huge devastating loss because you can turn around in the very next week and do another position battle.
In a chat this past week, Alex took a very good question from the community. They had asked, well, is it possible to never be a starter in Road to Glory? Because in the past, it always was pretty easy to move up. And he had said, yes, you could be a guy who progresses with XP and with your skill upgrades. But if you don't win position battles, you could be a 99 rated guy who is not the starter, which he compared it to, and this is a good example, maybe a Tom Brady kind of guy, or he compared it to some other pro players who weren't necessarily stars in college, but then if you export that guy to Madden, he's going to be pretty highly rated and go on to be a star there. So I think that adds a lot of dynamic to the position battles. Let's talk about these coach trust levels a little bit. It's kind of tough to understand without seeing it in front of you, so we'll try to make it as simple as possible. But you want to earn coach trust, and you can move up different levels. Starter, captain, field general, all these different names. You'll understand more when you get the game. Jeremy, explain the coach trust levels, how they work, how you progress.
Well, basically, right as you walk on to your college, or of course, if you've earned your scholarship to get into the college, you're going to be, based on your star rating, you're going to be given an overall, specific overall rating. Now, the coach trust points that are needed to earn to get to that position battle are going to be based on the difference between your overall and the guy that's next to you on the depth chart's overall. So basically, you're going to have a base amount of coach trust points that you need to earn the position battle. And then for every overall rating that you're behind the starter or the second string, if you're a third string, for every amount of overall that you're behind, it's going to be a multiplier. So you got your base points for what you need to earn that position battle. And then if you're, say, the starter is 90 overall and you're at an 85 overall, that base amount of points is going to be multiplied by 5, and that gives you the amount of coach trust that you need to earn the position battle. Now, you can, you know, if you're going through some practices and you're like, wow, this is a lot of coach trust points that I need to get to that position battle, this is going to take a long time. I want to get to the starter as soon as I can. Well, that's where your XP comes into effect. You can take your XP that you've earned, go back into the skill upgrade store, and if you boost up your overall, that's going to lower the multiplier on your base points. So then you're going to have less coach trust needed to get to that position battle. So that's a nice little dynamic formula that Alex had put together when he calculated the coach trust points.
And finally, to wrap it up with coach trust levels, as you move up different levels, there's different perks. And finally, when you get to the higher levels, and I believe it's in the captain levels, you get to override your coach in a way, maybe decline a play, do a different play. But you don't get the full playbook realm. And you don't get – correct me if I'm wrong here. You can maybe audible when you get to the higher levels, but it's not a guaranteed right as it is in the current version of Road to Glory. Is that correct, Jeremy?
You will actually unlock a set amount of audibles that you can do as you progress. Like, I think, for example, one of the higher tiers is you'll be able to do 12 audibles in a game and maybe 20 or 24 later on.
Road to Glory also received some presentation upgrades to really focus on your player. As they come out of the tunnel, the camera kind of focuses on your player, so you see him and kind of feel what it's like to come out with the team, whether it be in high school or in college. And we're going to talk about this later on. The Dynasty and PlayNow versions of the game have what is called Game Track, which kind of recaps the big storyline or big highlights of the game. In Road to Glory, it's called Legend Spotlight. Jeremy, talk about that real quick, and later on we'll talk about Game Track.
Late in the game, if you kind of hit a certain milestone in your performance in the game, the Legend Spotlight, it'll kind of do a little splash screen and with a nice little logo that comes across. And basically what it's going to do, it's going to basically kind of run through a lot of your top plays of the game. Generally, this is shown late third, early fourth quarter, but it's a really nice presentation model that kind of is similar to Game Track, but it's tailored specifically for Road to Glory.
As we wrap up the Road to Glory discussion, let's talk about real quickly. In other games such as NBA 2K with My Player and MLB The Show with Road to the Show, essentially the same format where it's one player and you're progressing him, very popular, very well received. Yet when the news comes out about Road to Glory, first off 2 years ago when it had the revamp, and now this year with an even larger and more significant revamp, there is some opposition out there, and some people just genuinely don't want to try it, don't care about it, don't like it, don't want it. Why do you think this is when it's so popular in other games? Tommy, I'll let you fire away first.
I think there's a lot of things that would factor into that. For one thing, football is a very large team sport, meaning there at any one time there's 11 guys on the same team on the field at the same time. So whereas like basketball, you've only got five guys that you've got to share the ball with. Well, football, you're trying to play your position, but yet you're having to fight with more guys in order to be able to play your position. And then additionally, to compare it to Road to the Show, one of the aspects with that is that games take very, very short amount of time just because you're only playing your at-bats, you're only playing a handful of plays in the field, whereas Road to Glory, you're playing every snap on your side of the football just because you don't know whether you're going to be involved or not. If it's defense or if it's offense, you still have a job to do whether you've got the ball or not. So I think there's a lot of factors that go into it, and it's hard to pinpoint one down, but I will definitely say that this year's Road to Glory takes some very good steps that make it a must play. It's definitely
Jeremy.
As Tommy said, it Road to Glory took a lot of strides this year into being a full fleshed mode like My Player and Road to the Show. The passion that Alex Howell has to improve this mode and get this mode the way it should be is really tremendous, and it's great to see. I think in the past, I think one of the main things as to why Road to Glory has not taken off as opposed to Road to the Show and My Player, I think a lot of it has to do with the season length of a game. Not too many people are going to sit down and play a 162 game season, full season, you know, with their player, where in Road to the Show you can fly through a season fairly quickly. Same goes NBA, you got an 82 game season there. Where with NCAA football, I think the main focus is people want to actually play the full regular game and get through a dynasty, because you can actually, you know, get through a dynasty season within, you know, 1, 2, or 3 weeks. You know, as opposed to with Road to the Show and My Player, you know, those are main features of a game that people go out to buy the game just for that, because, you know, they're able to fly through the whole season with both of those modes as opposed to playing the full featured game. I think a lot of that was the main reason why Road to Glory just has not taken off with a lot of people.
And to go with that, I'm going to steal something that Tommy had said before the show started when we were talking. There's no real competition within this mode versus someone else unless you just go off leaderboard score, which really doesn't mean anything. Whereas in Dynasty, Online Dynasty, and Online Play, I can compete against you guys. In Online Dynasty, we can compete against 11 other people. With this, it's pretty, you know, it's tough to compare to someone else or feel like you've defeated someone else. That level of competition against a human is gone. Whereas if they can incorporate this into some sort of, you know, a 12-man Road to Glory where you're all competing for awards, trying to help your team make bowl games, etc., then I think it might take off a little bit more, because that's another realm. Right now it's another mode, but if you can add in this online component of competition against other people around the country, then it becomes a whole different mode entirely. And I think that's what they need to build towards. I get the impression from Alex meeting him this year at the community events that this isn't going to be a flash-in-the-pan thing, that they want to expand it, and they really want to do some big things with it. And I think that'll help, too, where when they improved this mode 2 years ago, well, last year they didn't do anything to it. So I think that turned some people off, even those who didn't care for it in the first place. They thought, well, what was the big deal last year when you built on it? and did all this work, and initially you didn't touch it. So hopefully if they can keep working on it, keep expanding it, and listen to what the community wants and add in those kind of things, I think it'll get to the point where it takes off, because as you guys had mentioned, the other games are so popular, but obviously they were at a point, some point in their career, where those modes didn't exist. So once it gets fleshed out, I think it'll take off. This week we also learned more about GameTrack. This is a presentation aspect that you'll see in your Play Now games and in your Dynasty and Online Dynasty games, except for maybe when you play Human, I don't think they'll show up. This will kick in, guaranteed, it'll kick in after the opening kickoff to start the third quarter. But it will also appear at other points during the game should the need arise or should the situation warrant it. What this is it will it can do a lot of things. It can talk about great performances from an individual. It can talk about a team performance. It can talk about the coaches, what they're thinking. It really goes into a lot of different things. It can be a conversation with Brad and Kirk, or it could be they toss it to Erin and she talks about something the coach told her as he came in or out of the locker room at halftime. Tommy, you've seen this game track. What do you think of it?
It's quite a nice addition, especially for people that have been asking for changes to presentation and specifically commentary. Basically, this adds a new level of still restricted to what's going on in the game, but it adds a new level of focusing on what is exactly is going on in the game. So, you know, it really does a good job of highlighting those guys that are having a stellar day instead of just finally at the end of the game you see, oh, wow, that guy did have a lot of catches. Now, in the middle of the game, you may see, oh, wow, he now has 10 catches or however many it is. And then it shows you a montage of his some of his highlights. Like I said, it really is a nice addition for presentation and to kind of bump the commentary up just another level.
And with that, it not only can highlight great performances, but it can also highlight really poor performances. And it can also be, as the developers have described it, it can be very generic or straight up in terms of talking about maybe a team is having a good or players having a good day, or it can be as specific as a freshman playing on the road in the rain talking about his performance. It's a great start. It's one of those things where when you take a look back at the previous next gen versions of NCAA football, they really had little to no presentation aspects, and now the last 2 years they've added a lot between entrances and ESPN integration, game track, adding Erin Andrews on the sideline. The game's taken some pretty big strides. Obviously, a ways to go incorporating Dynasty information into the games instead of just the game at hand, but it still has come a long ways. We've hit the end of the show, and like always, we've got to find out how close we are. Tommy, as of June 25th, 2011, how many days away are we from the release of NCAA Football 12?
We're getting ever so close. We are just over 2 weeks, so we're at 17 days remaining. Demo is going to come out in just a few days, so it definitely is going to give us something to do to pass the time. But still yet, even after we get that on in our hands, it's still going to be a couple more weeks before we can actually have the full retail version in our hands. So in that 2 weeks we have left, though, be sure to continue checking thegamingtailgate.com. We'll have original content and also, as always, keep you up to date with all of the latest information.
For Jeremy and Tommy, this is Chris. Everyone, thank you for listening to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate podcast. Check us out at thegamingtailgate.com.